At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom. In your face. In your face. In your face. On a Monday. Buckle up, boys and girls. You know the rule. When it's one-on-one, Forrest Gump Mama told you everything you need to know. You never know what you're going to get. 2 hour DP bot.
And all of you.
All of you. You can be a part of the show, and we're asking you to. We're inviting you to. 402-464-5685 is the Sartor Hayman text line. You want to be a part of what we're doing? You can. Hit us with a what's up. Greatly appreciate it. And we will include you in the show. Greatly appreciate it. You can follow on all of the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, LL Channel 961. If you have not downloaded the Ticket app, do so. Good for you. Good for your soul. Take us wherever you go. That way it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter the device, doesn't matter time, place, otherwise, I mean, we're with you. We can hang out and you can be a part of what we're doing. Greatly appreciate that. Take your time. Amazon Prime, if you like. Ticket app. Every other way. Saucy. Saucy is what I say. Happy Monday to you all. Hopefully you made it through the weekend well. You had some good times, good food, good family, etc. Over the course of this thing. Lots to talk about over the course of this thing. I was playing with the idea of having conversations about one all-star, like it's baseball all-star time. And I don't know why it's so difficult for us to get the all-star games right when it comes to pro sports. I don't know what the problem is. I just know that it leaves me wanting. There's something about Pro Bowl, Major League Baseball All-Star Game, NHL All-Stars, NBA All-Stars, even like Women's Pro Volleyball All-Stars. I'm not sure why this is so difficult. And I know that money changes, as Cyndi Lauper says, money changes everything. And often not for the better, for the fan. That if money is at the top of the priority list when it comes to a thing in sports, that if money sits at the top as the priority, it's not going to be a good result for the fans. Why do we not know that? It exists in sports on the college level, on the high school level, on the little league level, on the travel ball level, AAU. Let me ask you, are we greedier than we are logical?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I think it's probably come to that. And that's, again, when you talk about the problems here, I mean, that's the primary problem. The business, you know, back in the day, the All-Star Game was such a great idea, a collection of talents, the league's best, everybody gets to see. But the business of each one of these brands or sports leagues has grown so much that now these contracts are gigantic and you just don't want to risk injury. And so, you know, like you said, you're kind of going through different All-Star Games. It's fascinating. I think Major League Baseball maybe is still the closest to something, but even at that time, it just kind of turns into the, like, let's play everybody. Everybody gets in. And so it's just a weird dynamic that's hard. But at least it's not the Pro Bowl, which they've had to turn into games, the All-Star game, which they just don't play any defense whatsoever in the NBA. At least Major League Baseball is hanging on to something.
Yeah, I don't. So in baseball is a sport where they will tell you that it's hard to fake baseball. But then football will also tell you it's really hard to fake playing NFL caliber football. Like, it's really difficult. It's hitting, tackling, blocking. Like, it's a thing, right? There's some aggression built into it. Same for NHL, that if you're going to send people into the boards to get a puck out, and if you made the All-Star team because you're a defender or that you're an aggressor, you're not. I mean, ask Sean Taylor. Not the late, great Sean Taylor. Sorry. But Sean Taylor would tell you, who I am to get here is who I will be when I get there. Like, I made the Pro Bowl to punish people. So if I get into the Pro Bowl and you, as a punter, you disrespect me, the toll is coming. You're going to pay. And I don't know what the answer to me is, because, and I think there's a moment in the All-Star game that changes everything. So think of Pete Rose in an All-Star game and Ray Fosse, catcher for the Cleveland Indians. And in a competitive All-Star game, tie score, base hit to the outfield, play at the plate, Pete Rose barrels over Ray Fosse at home plate. And I mean full shoulder to the core. And if I'm not mistaken, he broke Ray Fosse's collarbone. Mm. Like, Fosse missed. And this, again, he's having an All-Star year. He's the number two catcher in the entire league next to Johnny Bench. But he's out now because of an All-Star game. And immediately, people start doing business. Well, this All-Star game wasn't as... And the All-Star game meant more then because it was the only time you got to see National League talent versus American League talent. This is before the blend, right? This is before the blend where you're playing each other, you're crossing over and playing each other. It was the one opportunity you got to see Vida Blue versus Willie Mays. Now, ultimately, the league changed and Vida Blue ended up over there anyway. But Catfish Hunter, you didn't get to see Jim Palmer unless it was the World Series. But the Pete Rose bowling over of Ray Fosse, and mind you, Fosse was never the same again. Ray Fosse was never the same after he got knocked out of that game. People start doing business. The same things have been said about the NFL. Same things were said about the NBA. I don't know, as a fan, whether I'm wrong in wanting to see the best talent versus the best talent, even in exhibition form. Another case in point. The NFL used to have an All-Star game that the world champions would face the college All-Stars in a game or two. And it got feisty. It got saucy. Because if you were the Green Bay Packers, you weren't going to allow some college seniors to beat you. But they competed. And there were games where this thing mattered. Now, the business took over, and then the weather took over because they were having these games. And you could go back and do this again because now you have dome stadiums. You just have the game in dome stadiums. But they kept, again, greed. The greedy people who owned the rights to the game, or at least thought they had the rights to the game, demanded they play the games in certain stadiums. And it always rained. It would rain. And they had this terrible storm that they made. That I want to say this was the Pittsburgh Steelers. That they had to sit through hours of delay. But just imagine Chuck Noll, who didn't like this stuff anyway. Right? Imagine that you had Vince Lombardi, Chuck Knoll, Tom Landry having their teams, Don Shula having their teams on standby to play in an exhibition game against college players. Now, these are college all-stars, right? And Jay and I have talked about it. His dad played in one of these games, and it was a pretty big deal. But I remember Walter Payton playing in this game and just going, oh, this is the future of the game. Like, this is... And somehow they've screwed... Bach, would you... Okay, let's just say for the sake of discussion that last year's seniors, college seniors, put together an all-star team to face the Philadelphia Eagles. Would you watch it? Would you be interested?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the NFL draft since then has exploded. So absolutely, for draft purposes, I'd be really interested. Now, I might change the format a little bit. Instead of the world champions, you go down to the Carolina Panthers or somebody down the line that doesn't have the hasn't won in a while. I think that'd be more interesting.
But the league's never going to allow the last place team to play, because if they beat them, then what are you even doing? Right? Think about that. Can you imagine that? Now, mind you, there's a whole lot of really good fun in that, when that is like, oh, we're going to play for you. Like, and you're playing against a guy who you might be competing for his job in a couple of weeks, right? That yeah. Imagine that the number one quarterback is playing against a guy that isn't playing well.
Oh man, the drama, the drama.
So there might be some space. There might be some space in this, right? Who was the worst team last year? Who was the worst NFL team last year?
Trying to think, because did they trade the first pick?
Right.
Or did they land on it?
Who was the worst team? Google for me the worst team. Because it would be funny if I don't know who the worst team was last year. I don't know. Text line, let us know. Who was the worst team last year? Who had the number one pick, I guess, is the question, then, if they had traded it.
Yeah, because there was three teams with three wins, so...
Who were those teams?
So the Cleveland Browns, the Tennessee Titans, who did have the number one pick, and the Giants. My apologies to the Carolina Panthers for throwing them in there.
No, they deserve to be.
They won five.
They deserve to be. Listen, there were a whole lot of things that they could have put. Okay, so the official title of this thing was the Chicago Charities College All-Star Game. And they played this game in Soldier Field. Right? right. And every transition of it, right? And every version of Soldier Field that existed. And this happened all the way through. This happened in this version from 74 to 76. But there were games that existed before that. And then the last one was played then. So then, Bach, so Cleveland, give them to me again.
Cleveland, Tennessee, and what was the other team? The Giants.
Oh, wow. Okay, so for grins and giggles, I want it to be the Giants. I want the media capital. Like, I want the media capital to have to, and I want Giants fans, quite frankly, let's be honest. I want Giants fans to have to swallow their pride, right? Because you would make them host the game. Right? Revenue, money. If yeah, that's one way.
Out.
That's one. Or you could say at the Football Hall of Fame stadium. Right? That the Giants and then the college all-stars. So
this is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also, that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. all that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Go and find last year's college All-Americans. And they, you know what they don't do anymore? They used to do awards based on senior players, where there were, like, senior All-Americans. I don't know that they do that anymore, that they separate it, but it would be amazing to know who the seniors were on that on the All-America team. And then it's very presumptive of us, Bach, to think that college seniors would play in a charity football game. You would have to pay them. You would have to pay them. And then you'd have to make it worth enough that they're willing to play. Whatever that number, because most people who are college All-Americans think of themselves as a high value player in the NFL draft. So if you're going to walk into a $7 million a year contract, you're not going to play in a $100,000 charity football game.
Yeah.
Right. So you need to find players who need the exposure. You could still call them All-Stars, but it wouldn't really be All-Stars. Not
for the first maybe three rounds of the draft. Right. Sit out of this one.
Right. So what was the All-Star? What was the All-America team?
So Cam Ward was quarterback.
Okay. So Cam Ward probably wouldn't play.
Dylan Gabriel was second team.
You might be able to get Dylan. Yeah. Right. You might be able to get Dylan.
Running back Ashton Jeanty,
who I think you would have gotten, right? Because he didn't know. He didn't know what he didn't know. Okay.
But cool. Dylan Sampson was the backup, so you might have to go there. But yeah, because Jeanty is a top 10 pick. But maybe he'd want to prove it. Cam Scataboo, the other running back.
My thought would be that Scataboo might have.
Yeah. And Caleb Johnson was second team. Of course, they do four running backs total. So Caleb Johnson, you probably get to play.
Today. Right. Right.
Wide receiver was Jeremiah Smith and Nick Nash from San Jose State.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like there's some players that you could get. And here's my thing. So let's speak about it from the Nebraska standpoint. That it would have made sense for several of past Nebraska Husker seniors to play in this type of game, right?
Oh, yeah.
To raise stock, to get risk versus reward, right?
Ty Robinson this past year probably would be interested.
Right, at least to consider it, right? Because, and there's a line between the way rookie salaries are slotted in year one that you, if you're projected to be a third rounder, you kind of know what those contracts are going to look like versus fifth round. And the difference that if you are projected as a fourth or fifth rounder, it makes sense for you to play in this All-Star game, right? And then the other side is trying to get the New York Football Giants to get its players to play in this game. Now, you have the practice squad guys, right, who would probably play, right? Your practice squad guys are looking to get resume.
Yeah.
And then your second team. But as a fan, would you go and watch the Arizona Cardinals second team and practice squad against college all-star players?
I would. Again, I think it kind of depends on who you're able to draw. This is almost, it's hard to.
Well, you as a Cardinals fan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as far as the talent, right? Because if you do the college all-stars and you throw away. You know, we're kind of playing in fairy tale land because it would be a tough thing to put together and get the top names to come in. But if you had the all-stars, like the legitimate All-Americans, the outgoing ones, you'd have, like Jeremiah Smith wouldn't be involved in this. But then, yes, because then, again, you're so interested in the NFL draft, the top end of that, and you want to see if your team can compete against that sort of thing, because in that case, there would be what? you know, and I don't know how many guys would sit out for this reason or that reason, but you'd be talking about a team of the College All-Stars that's comprised of a lot of first-round draft picks because they would, you know, they would be there. So it kind of depends on how we put this out there. But it just, at least for the first version of it, I think almost anybody would be interested just to see what exactly it would look like.
So this is funny. So my friends are, again, we have friends all over the country who listen. And he texted and he goes, hey, by the way, the last one that was played with the Steelers included Terry Bradshaw. And Terry Bradshaw, and this is young Terry Bradshaw, but this is established because they won in what? They won the titles in what, 74, 75? 75, 70, 74, 75, 78, 79? I think those are the four, somewhere along those lines, right?
Yeah.
Because 72 was Dolphins, 73 might have been Steelers, right? But he texts in and he goes, Terry Bradshaw versus the College All-Stars. He played for three quarters against the College All-Stars and was 11 for 26 for 174. Ooh. He was 11 of 26. For three quarters against the College All-Stars. As a matter of fact, Joe Gillum, Jefferson State Joe Gillum, who ended up beating out Bradshaw that summer for the starting job, had to come in and bail out the Steelers. Otherwise, they would have lost to the College All-Stars. Right? And it's just, you just, so you, there was some real thing in the last game, right? The final game played, the Steelers won at 24-0, but again, it was played in Soldier Field, and it rained. So people were not. In 1975, they talk about, man, they had some real problems back then. I just think that if you said you have the Futures game, right? You have the Futures game in baseball, and you now have a Futures game in basketball. But if you said you were going to bring or allow college seniors to play against, or let's shake it up, G League All-Stars. Have the G League All-Stars play against All-Stars, NBA All-Stars. Like, it would be a great measuring stick, right?
Yeah.
To show, hey, here's the difference between being a development all-star and an all-star. If you did that and said Major League Baseball has done a pretty good job of having the minors, right? It's Futures game is AAA all-stars playing against. Yeah, I think they play AAA and AA. I think that's how they mix it up. So there are ways to make it interesting. I just know that as it currently stands, it doesn't work. I was looking at the All-Star list last night. Bach, I'm officially the old guy in the room, and I didn't know 40% of the players playing. And I don't mean vaguely familiar. How many, text line, you, please tell me. What percentage of the Major League All-Stars announced, do you know? What percentage? Bach, what percentage of Major League Baseball All-Stars do you know?
Oh, boy. You're exposing me, too. I'm
no,
I'm in the same boat. I'm in the same boat. I don't, you know, in baseball, somewhat of a regional sport, at least your team, right? So I kind of recognize some of the Royals and Red Sox. But outside of that, you know, there's a few big names. There's some names that other people that our fans like the Cubs will talk to me about, and that's why I recognize.
Right.
But for the most part, yeah, I mean, and there's a lot of new All-Stars. Last year there was like 24. I think this year there's like 19. So there's a lot of new All-Stars too. And so it's definitely not my heyday of recognizing the players.
age is undefeated, Bach. Unless you're Nick Taylor, Austin Orman, where you're paying attention at such a high frequency, my thing is, I'm not that dude anymore. Like, I'm not that dude. That's why you hired Nick Sainer. Like, go go and be Rain Man when it comes to identifying today's players. But the number of players that if they walked into the studio right now, Okay, Bach, tell me if so you would recognize Ohtani.
Yeah.
Out of uniform. Out of uniform. Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
Freddie Freeman.
Might not.
Pete Alonso.
Maybe.
Right? Matt, like he'd have to
but
have
at least these are like, these are the names
he,
I know.
Even if he had the hat on, like even if they had the team hat on, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Right? So I'll say with the hat or without. Right? To make it fair. Marte from the D-backs, zero chance.
No.
Zero chance. Even with a hat on, I wouldn't know. Brendan Donovan, Cardinals.
No.
Lindor, with the hat, yes. Probably without the hat as well. De La Cruz, Reds, with the hat, yes. Without the hat, no. Bach, Manny Machado, no hat.
I should. Probably not.
Suarez, D-backs. Like, I won't recognize any of the Diamondbacks. Look, is that a fair statement?
That's probably fair. There's some teams, yeah.
Right, there's certain teams that you just... Hunter Goodman from the Rockies, no. Will Smith from the Dodgers, not even with a hat. Not even with a hat. Crow Armstrong from the Cubs. Nick Sanders, the only one that would recognize. Easily. Acuna Jr., Bach, would you, no hat. Probably because of the no hair?
Yeah, possibly.
Right, definitely with the hat, but probably. Kyle Tucker, Cubs. Hat or no hat?
No.
With the hat?
No. He could walk by me at Wrigley Field. I would know that.
Like this is the humbling, right? That I know. Fernando Tatis, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
He's got enough swagger that I would know. James Wood for the Nats with the hat, yes, because he's 6'7". Mm-hmm. With the hat, he actually on one of my trips to DC. He and CJ Abrams actually walked into the sports bar I was in, and they were out of uniform, and I went, oh, there's CJ and James Wood.
So you didn't recognize them.
I did recognize them, but DC required. Jason Adam from the Padres, no. Pitchers have lost the identity because I wouldn't know. Would you know Evan Diaz?
No.
Mackenzie Gore, next, absolutely not. Kershaw, yes.
Yeah. Thanks for adding Kershaw to the game.
Right? Right? Peralta, no. Robbie Ray, no. Randy Rodriguez, no. Chris Sale, no. No. Love the guy, no. Paul Skeens, no.
You don't think so?
With no hat. He just walked in. He was sitting at the table. He was sitting on the couch right here, and he was having a coffee at the mill. Would you recognize Skeens?
If he's got his girlfriend by him.
You are absolutely correct. You are absolutely correct, Bach. That is what's required. I just want to point this out. This is just the National League. We'll get to the American League because I need to know. And text line, let me know what percentage of Major League All-Stars, the current list of players, what percentage would you recognize without them wearing the hat or even with the hat? Because I think even with the hat,
yeah,
it's a tough sell. So we'll get back into the list when we come back.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.